BBC Radio Solent.
News locally this afternoon then, and plans to build hundreds of new homes on the site of a Victorian prison are causing a stir in Portsmouth. It could see parts of Her Majesty's Prison Kingston demolished and the construction of five new tower blocks. Well, our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake has been looking into this for us. I spoke to him a bit earlier today and started by asking him what made the prison so special.
Well, it's a real local landmark, and in fact it actually looks more like a castle than a prison, and it's an important piece of architecture too, designed by an architect called George Rake and built in 1887, really at the height of the Victorian era. So there's this big imposing gatehouse surrounded by high walls faced with a very distinctive blue stone, rubble and flint, and inside the walls there's the principal prison itself with radiating cell blocks and then separate residences which were built for the governor and chief warder back in the day. And the prison is the last of its kind, and it's so well preserved actually that much of it is still listed, Lou.
And Dom, there were still prisoners there until very recently, weren't there?
That's right, until 2013, in fact. That's when the Home Office decided it was old and uneconomic, and the following year it was sold to a developer called City and Country. Now, that developer wants to partly demolish some of the listed buildings and convert them into 73 new dwellings. It also, perhaps more controversially, wants to build five new tower blocks between 3 and 7 stories high to create another 157 flats. Now, I've been speaking to local people. One of them is Terry Page, who lives in Bowler Court, which is right next door to the prison. He says the proposals are horrible.
I've always lived in Portsmouth, so I've always been around the prison, and like I say, when it was occupied, you wouldn't know anything was in there apart from, you know, they had the football on Saturdays, you might get the odd football over, but that was it, you just wouldn't know.
And as you walk out of your house, 30 odd feet to the right is the prison wall, which is actually is full of character.
It is, like I say, it's Victorian flint wall. It's been here longer than any of the houses, sort of thing. And like I say, the car park, I know it's not much to look at, just an open space, but there's nothing blocking your view. And in the morning, all you can see is, you know, the sun and the blue sky, hopefully, you know. But, you know, it's just going to change. And like I say, when these towers are built, it's just going to be so depressing, I think, and down-bearing, you know. It's just colossal. And I don't truly think people fully understand how big it's going to be. It's just going to dwarf everything. I mean, you're going to be able to, you know, it's just going to block everything out. It's going to block out the sun. It's going to block out the atmosphere. It's you know, it's just everything's just going to change, and it's not for the good. I can seriously see it going through, and then obviously once it's gone through, it's there for life. And, you know, I'll be getting a life sentence from them, City and Country, and I'll be serving longer time than the people that are in the prison.
And what does the developer say?
Well, Richard Winsborough is planning director for City and Country, and he says that they've already consulted very widely on the scheme, and in fact that they've adapted the proposals already based on the feedback they've received. But he says that without these tower blocks, the scheme simply doesn't add up from a financial perspective.
I do recognise what Terry was saying in the sense that there is going to be change at the prison, but I think importantly there needs to be change. They're lovely Victorian buildings, and they really do need to be the focus of what happens on site. There is a point where things become unviable, and so actually you would end up with empty buildings. So whilst I do recognise what's said, there is a economy of scale in the sense of something has to be done there, and yes, that does actually mean some larger buildings, but importantly the focus will always be the Victorian buildings. They will be the largest buildings on site.
And there's a chance for local people to have their say next week, isn't there?
Yes, that's right. The developer's going to be holding the second of what it calls awareness days at the prison. So that's next Wednesday between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And it's a chance for people to find out more about the scheme, to add any of their own comments, and also perhaps to find out how the developer is tackling some of the issues which local people have already raised. And we also heard today that the plans could involve some changes to the road layout around there, which could have a much wider impact on traffic potentially moving through that part of the city. So if you live in the area, it's well worth taking a look, though.
That's our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake.